This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Well, hello. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I know you don't usually hear from me on a Tuesday, but this topic came up and I had to do a short minisode on it. This is not the length of our normal episodes, but I didn't want to hold off in doing it just because it was shorter, or not do it at all just because it was shorter. I honestly feel like sometimes the things we need to hear, the things that help us the most, that sort of kick us in the pants where we need to be, are the little one-liners, the short things. So I want to tell you how this came up, share this lesson with you, and hopefully it's what you need to hear. And I'll tell you, for me, I had so much trouble for such a long time with the pattern of starting over. I screwed up, so I have to start over. I messed this up. I broke the rules. I didn't follow through. I didn't hold the standard. So come tomorrow, come Monday, come the first of the month, I'm starting over. And I had to overcome that. And I have to help a lot of my clients overcome that. So what happened was, last week, I got a text message from one of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients. And this person was sharing with me some of the improvements that they've made, some of the areas where they've really done better. And they were saying, like, this is really working, but my journaling is still a little inconsistent. And if you ask, like, am I giving it my best, like everything I have? The answer is kind of no. Typical, normal, no big deal. We can work with that. But then the text went on to say, since I have lifetime access, I went ahead and I purchased lifetime access, I think that I should just start over at the beginning. And I was like, yeah, no, please don't do that. So I sent a voice note back and I shared this analogy that was one of the most helpful perspectives for me in overcoming the pattern that I had for such a long time of, like, I screwed up, I need to start over. Imagine that you and I are at a track, you know, a circular oval, I guess, quarter mile track that they have at high schools, middle schools, that sort of thing. And we're both starting at the same point and we want to run a quarter mile. We want to run a mile. Distance doesn't matter. And inevitably, at some point, both of us start to get a little tired. Maybe we came out a little hot. I don't know if you've ever done that in starting something new in life. You kind of come out of the gate a little hot and then you ease off, you slow down, you get tired. Maybe even one or both of us starts to walk a little bit, like, okay, whew, winded. Maybe we get distracted by something and we slow down a little bit, or we sort of forgot that the goal was to push ourselves and here we were thinking about, like, what's for dinner. Or maybe we trip. Any number of things, but we have different perspectives. For me, if I get tired, if I start to walk, I just keep going. You know, when I'm ready to go again, I go again. Maybe when I trip, I just dust myself off and I keep going. Or if I get distracted or my phone rings and I'm checking a text and I stop for a second because I kind of lose my attention, I just pick up and keep going. But you decide every single time one of those things happen, you're going to go back and start again because your goal is to get a perfect lap. And my goal is to finish. The fact is, you probably won't finish. I mean, best case scenario, you'll finish, but way after I do, it'll take you way longer than if you hadn't kept starting over. You just don't need to go back to the beginning. You just need to re-engage where you are. And one of the things I also shared in this voice note was, look, think about it in some other area of your life. What if you decided that in your marriage, every time you screw up, you're just going to start over? I messed up this one, need another husband, need another wife, need another partner. I'd be shocked if you made it a week in any relationship, right? But we don't do that in our relationships. We make mistakes all the time and we just keep going. Parenting. You make mistakes all the time, but you just keep going. In our careers, there's projects where the ball gets dropped, where we have an oversight, where we make the wrong decision, but we don't throw in the towel and be like, damn it, I need to start over. But why do we do that when it comes to a streak of exercise or eating well or sticking to a budget. We do that because what we're really looking for is an excuse to stop. Because then, well, tonight I can go out for Mexican food because, you know, I screwed up and I can start again on Monday. But it's this flaw in thinking that is the reason that it takes so damn long, because we're just giving ourselves reasons to be inconsistent. What we need to do is just keep going. You don't need to restart. You don't need to restart. So I sent this voice note back and I said, you know, let me know if that was helpful. And their response was, the track analogy makes so much sense since I seem to always stop and restart at the beginning. And I guess that's probably why I can never finish anything. And then they continued and said, I thought that I should start over because I'm not doing very well at some of the challenges. So if I start over, I could do them better and feel more pleased with my progress. The fact is, there will always be something that you can do better, right? Always. So if you use, well, I could do it better if I restart as a reason to go back to the beginning, you will always be going back to the beginning. It's kind of like in writing my book. Well, I probably could have it flow better. I probably could have some improvement. Well, make those improvements. You don't have to go back to the beginning. If there was a challenge in the 12 weeks or anything that you're doing where you feel like I could have done it better, that doesn't mean you need to go back to the beginning. You just make it better right now. How can I improve today? How can I do it differently today? We use that logic because it gives us an out. Well, I have the rest of the week off. And then we gear up to start over. But think about it. It's like walking back to the beginning of the track every single time that you have a misstep or you get distracted or your effort isn't great or you think you could do a little bit better. For our lives, we will always be able to do better because we're always learning and growing and gaining new skills. These are not reasons to start over. What we have to do is just re-engage more intelligently. We re-engage more intelligently. So the conversation wrapped up and said, I think this conversation is a breakthrough for me. I'm sitting here thinking about how my pattern is to just start over and over for a goal, thinking that the answer is to get to the finish, and then I never really get there, when really the goal is re-engaging. Re-engaging. And what I shared with this individual was, just ask yourself, how can I re-engage well right now? How can I re-engage well right now? Whether that is being patient in how you communicate with your kids, or it's being disciplined in your spending, or it's having consistency in working out or eating better, how can I re-engage well right now? How can I re-engage well right now? So the next time that you're thinking, oh, I screwed up, I blew it, I need to start over, remind yourself that starting over is not what you need. What you need is to re-engage well right now. And you can ask yourself that 1,000 times a day. Look, I get distracted at work 10,000 times a day as I record this. So last night, Sunday night, because I'm recording this on Monday, airs on Tuesday. Sunday night, my husband says to me, oh, I forgot to tell you, my dad is bringing his dog over for us to watch him for the day. Because he has to go for a doctor's appointment. And I was like, okay. And then he said, and I'm going to be out all day. But I knew instantly he was joking, because he wouldn't do that to me, right? I've got a full day of work. He has way more flexibility. I knew he was joking. Well, Monday comes, the dog gets dropped off. Chris gets a work opportunity that I know he's going to take. I want him to take, but I can't leave his dad's dog alone in our house, and my office is on the property but separate. If I had the dog out here, it would be too loud for me to work and record and do all the things I needed to do today. I had a live webinar, etc. So I bring my laptop into the house and I kind of adjust and do some things that I can do with their noise and hold off on some other things. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, ah, there's all these things that I need to do that I can't do right now until he gets home. He ends up being gone for the entire day, which was not the plan. And I had to say to myself so many times, when being distracted by this dog, that dog, the drywall guy coming in, the plumbing inspector coming in, the contractor having a question for me, every single distraction, okay, how do I re-engage well right now? I mean, because with work, it's never possible to just be like, I'm going to start over, like rewind to 7 a.m. I'm starting over. That's not an option. How do I re-engage well right now? And we practice the same thing when it comes to an argument. We can practice the same thing when it comes to food or when it comes to working out or spending money or saving money, building a business. How do I re-engage well right now? I had to have asked myself that 17 times today, minimum. And I want you to get in the practice of asking yourself that as well. How do I just re-engage well right now? What happened happened. Cool. It's gone. It's over. I don't need to stay in judgment of it. I don't need a special day for a blank slate. Every moment is a blank slate. Every new choice is a blank slate. So how do you re-engage well right now? Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.